No new tours will be permitted to visit Haines Chilkoot Lake and River Corridor until management of the area is improved. That's what the Haines Assembly decided at a meeting Tuesday. Assemblyman Tom Morfitt proposed the moratorium last month.
I do not believe a moratorium is a solution. It's a tool which can buy us time to work with the state to make meaningful, fact and number-based solutions to the problem of bear and people crowding on the Chilkoot. My intent is this moratorium would not be permanent. It is not a stop. It's a hook.
The pause on issuing new tour permits is an effort to help what could be a dangerous situation on the road along Chilkoot River on the way to the lake. In the summer, as salmon swim upstream to spawn, bears head to the river to eat, and visitors flock to the shore to see the bears. The combination of commercial tour buses and independent travelers leads to congestion and potential safety issues. Tim McDonough chairs the Upper Lynn Canal Fish and Game Advisory Committee.
It's a good idea to draw a line in the sand, do a moratorium, and hopefully push parks to get their act together and make a management plan.
But Assemblyman Sean Mady said he didn't think halting new commercial tours would help the problem.
I'm all for the idea of the moratorium, but the issue is not the tour operators, from what I've understood. It's somewhat of the tour operators, but it's mostly the independent travelers. So a moratorium is not going to affect any of the problem whatsoever.
The Assembly agreed to date the resolution establishing the moratorium one day after its passing. That allowed for one more new tour to travel to Chilkoot this summer. Tom Ganner's permit to operate a photography tour, including Chilkoot, was approved. Assemblyman Tresham Gregg said he thinks Ganner's presence will help the situation on the corridor.
I believe actually that Mr. Ganner is an asset to the Chilkoot corridor and experience out there, and he actually acts as a monitor and guide, and certainly the impact from his tour is going to be minimal. Easily offset by his presence.
Ganner also spoke against the moratorium because he doesn't think it will help the situation.
I don't believe a moratorium will give you the leverage that you need with the Park Service to create a change in their management plan out there.
The Assembly's action prohibits existing tour permits from being transferred to new operators while the moratorium is in place. And that is until the Haynesboro is satisfied that management improvements are in place to protect the area. The resolution passed 4-2 with Mady and Josephson opposed. In Haines, I'm Abby Collins.